Hello, I'm Stu Sensei, and welcome to the Stu Sensei English Podcast, the place that helps you unlock your English ability. Let's crack on with the show. Hello and welcome to the Stu Sensei English Podcast with me, Stu Sensei. Today we have a guest and it's Mike. He's back again from Happy English New York and we are talking about burnout, student burnout. Is it something we should worry about and how does that affect our learning journey? Let's go into it. Obviously, we're just talking then about improving our language skills. How important is it to practice every day?
I think it's important to have a very consistent habit. You know, again, as I mentioned before, we're all busy adults. I have a book of Japanese folk tales, and it's for the N4 N5 level, and because I'm trying to work on reading, that's my thing. I want to work on reading, Japanese reading and writing, and so I can't do it every day because I work 70 hours a week. It's not possible. But I do it as much as I can, considering my schedule. But I feel that the amount of time that I spend studying Japanese now is okay for me because I can't put in any more time. However, if, you know, like, let's say you're a college student, or you have more free time than other people, if you can do it every day, why not? You know, if you have the motivation to do it, if you, I don't think you have to do it every day, but you should spend, you know, like, you know, you go to the gym 3 days a week, you study English 3 days a week. As long as you're consistent, I think consistency is the key. You know, if you study for 3 hours today and then you study like 1 hour 5 days from now, and then you forget a week, and you know, I think in doing anything, consistency will help. So, because it might not be practical for everybody to do it every day. You know, in an ideal world, yeah, but you know, family commitments, life commitments, work commitments, it's hard. But I'll tell you this, if you're a college student or younger than a college student, you got to do it every day.
Sure. Okay.
And you know, I always ask my students to write a journal. Like every day, write something. And if you're really busy, open the book and write, today I'm too busy to write anything. At least you did something, right? At least you do, if you could do something a little, maybe, you know, I don't see how you, now that I think about it, I don't see how in the 21st century you can't be in the English environment every day. Because probably most people who have social media accounts, And everybody who knows us has social media because that's how they found us. You're going to look at your Instagram every day, right?
But English is everywhere. I can't understand how people can say they can't spend any time with the language when it's literally anything. Japanese is very difficult to find material that you don't have to pay a lot of money for, you know, like especially level specific material. English, oh blimey, like I'm sweating, can I make something interesting for people, because this has already been done somewhere, you know, so there's so much of it, there's so much material, and it's like, wow, it's impossible not to do one thing to do with language, to do with English, sorry, within something you enjoy. Impossible, in my opinion. But I think people's mindset when it comes to studying is like written with a textbook and
right, that was my initial thought when you said should they study every day, but yeah, you know, you should practice every day, absolutely. You know, open up Instagram for 5 minutes and look at all of Stu's posts, just go through all of Stu's posts and then go through all of Michael's posts and then you're done.
Definitely.
No, but you know, that's the thing. We live in the 21st century, the internet age. There's hundreds and hundreds of English teachers out there posting online.
Yeah.
There's hundreds and thousands of English native speakers posting online. There's thousands and thousands of non-native speakers posting in English. Like, you'd have to not follow anyone or only follow people that are from your country that don't speak English. And then you will never see that.
It's interesting.
But, you know, Instagram has this thing called Reels where they will show you a reel from people that they'll show you something from people you don't follow. People that you're not following, they'll show you their stuff. So if Instagram thinks that you're interested in learning English, they're going to send you that stuff. And so, you know, how do you avoid that? Like, just spend 5 minutes with find a teacher, spend 5 minutes with their Instagram posts or whatever. Yeah, you can do that. It's something's better than nothing.
100%. Completely agree with that. Is it okay for students to have time off from studying? Yeah, so, you know, we talk about how it's important to be around the language or have some kind of practice every day. Is it okay for students to take a break if they feel like if they feel negative towards the language, they feel negative towards studying, or they feel worn out, tired? Is it okay to just take a break from any type of practice?
That's a really good question. If you're studying hard because you're trying to get a score, like a TOEFL score, an IELTS score, a TOEIC score, I don't think it's okay to take a break. Because you might have a deadline.
So, yeah.
Okay. And so you just got to push yourself. But if you're not under that situation and you're feeling burned out or you're feeling like unmotivated, then instead of taking a break, do something else. Listen to a podcast, watch a movie in English, watch a TV program in English. You know, in other words, you don't have to study like with a notebook and a pen. But, you know, watch an American TV show or a British TV show or an Australian TV show. I don't know, a Canadian TV show if they have them. Do they? Yeah. And at least let the English come into your life. You know, put on a podcast while you're cooking dinner, or, you know, let English be the background music. So you're not really paying attention to it, but it's subconsciously it's going into your head. I think that's, you know, that's okay. But if you're feeling burned out about it, and you're burned out because you're trying to get a TOEFL score by January 1st, or you have a deadline, then, you know, sorry. But, you know, coming from my generation, you just have to suck it up and you got to study until you take the test. But if you're not in that situation, you're burned out, then do something different. Whatever you're studying, whatever you're doing now, don't do that. Do something different. Get a book in English and read the book, or get a website in English and read the website, or, you know, like I said, get a cooking website. I like CookDo.
Yeah.
CookDo is an app that has people putting recipes, right?
Yeah. It's...
And it's in Japanese. So I like to cook. So sometimes I look at CookDo or I look at another website for, you know, recipes. It's hard to read, but I kind of dope my way through it and guess my way through it. Do I look up every word? No, but I get the gist.
Yeah.
You know, if I want to make spinach with sesame dressing, I've made that enough that I know what the ingredients are. I can kind of, you know, I know what, you know, sugar or soy sauce. I know those kanji. So I can get it. I don't know all the kanji, but I plow through it. Yes, is that studying? Maybe. I think you should be touching the language every day somehow. And if you're burned out and you think I need time off, I've had too much, then I would say do something different. Find a different if you're with a teacher, find a different teacher. If you're bored watching TV programs, then read a book or watch a movie or look at YouTube or do something different.
Okay.
You know, the more you swim, the better you'll swim. The more you kick the ball, the better you'll kick the ball.
Because that one thing that many students cannot see as they practice is their improvement. in terms of spoken right. or listening skills. Right. And I think that it's repetition right. and it comes over time, doesn't it? With that,
yeah.
you know, like you said, that yeah. immersement in the language. Yeah.
Because you don't, you live with you. I live with me. I can't see my improvement.
Yeah.
Right. You, because you're you. It's hard to see you. You know, other people will say, wow, you really improved. But you might think, no way, man. I still stink.
We live in the now, don't we? For ourselves. We only live in the now, and the goalposts change. So for us every day. So seeing that improvement is difficult. Thank you so much for your time. Sorry, we went over a little bit, but thank you so much for spending so much time with me. I appreciate it a lot.
That's it for this episode of the podcast. You can find Mike at HappyEnglishNY on Instagram. And you can come back next week for another great episode. Hopefully see you there. Ciao.